This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Bureau of Land Management biologist discovered a plant in Wyoming believed to be extinct. BLM Wyoming Rollins Field Office biologist Frank Blomquist was a range management specialist conducting riparian surveys south of the Ferris Mountains in northwestern Carbon County, Wyoming. When lunchtime rolled around, he sat down on a large sand dune and noticed a plant he'd never seen before, and Blomquist had seen a lot of plants. He sought help with the identification of the mystery plant from Amy Roderick, a graduate student at the University of Wyoming, who was conducting a general floristic survey of the area. The plant was positively identified as blowout penstemon, an attractive milky lavender ground cover plant that blooms in May and June. The lavender or vanilla-like fragrance of the plant is a distinguishing characteristic. It's one of only two fragrant members of the 300 different penstemon species. The discovery of the plant in Wyoming is significant because until Blomquist's discovery, it was believed that blowout penstemon existed only in a handful of sites in the sandhills of Nebraska. The species is so rare that it was thought to have become extinct in the 1940s, but was re-identified in 1968. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listed the plant as endangered in 1987. Blowout penstemon is Wyoming's first plant listed as endangered under the Endangered Species Act. One of the clues to the blowout penstemon's rarity is found in its name. It grows only in blowouts, wind-carved depressions in sparsely vegetated and active sand dunes. Early Nebraska naturalists recorded that blowout penstemon was relatively common, depending on prairie fires and free-ranging bison herds to keep vegetation cover low on shifting dunes. The suppression of fire, the leveling of dunes, reduction in grazing, and the cultivation of dunes stabilizing cover crops drastically reduced the amount of habitat available for the species in the Nebraska sandhills. Other factors, including drought and insect outbreaks, also have contributed to the species' decline. The Wyoming population of the plant is so unique that it is indeed a member of its own variety, distinct enough from other population groups to warrant its own variant name that will be known as penstemon haydeni subspecies Watson, variation Blomquisti, named in honor of the BLM biologist Frank Blomquist. Scientists have developed a new neutering vaccine for dogs, no cone required. A dog neutering vaccine was used successfully on a small Chilean terrier named Findlay. Unlike typical neutering appointments that require sedation, surgery, and postoperative cone wearing, a new vaccine called Egalit is a simple vaccination that blocks a hormone responsible for reproduction. Leonardo Sanz, a veterinarian and professor at the University of Chile who developed the vaccine, explained, "If we have that hormone blocked, we don't release gonadotropin and therefore don't release sexual hormones, and the animal is in a state of castration." The jab is reversible, can be used on male and female pups, and costs about $54. The new dog and cat neutering vaccine has the potential to be used on a much wider scale when compared to surgical sterilization. An injection is a lot easier, and you can vaccinate a larger number of animals for reproduction control, Sand said.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.